This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The government today said that domestic LPG supply across the country is normal and no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributor across the country. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, in New Delhi, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said despite the increased prices of crude oil and LPG in the international market, the government strived to ensure the domestic supply of LPG without any disruption. Briefing the media, Director at the Department of Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Pooja Rastogi, asserted that milk procurement, processing and supplying across the country have remained uninterrupted amid the ongoing West Asia conflict. She said that the price of milk and its products are stable and no disruption has occurred in the market. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that civil services play a predominant role in implementing the government's plans and policies at the grassroots level. Addressing the Civil Services Day in New Delhi today, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that plans can be made in the capital Delhi, but fruitful results in remote villages come only when they are implemented in their true sense. Calling Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel the father of all India services, the Vice President said that Sardar Patel brought the nation together under a shared spirit of service and unity. He said the steps of Sardar Patel have enabled the country's journey from colonial India to Viksit Bharat.
This is the only service where you migrate from your home state to other state and you live whole life sometimes there. All of your service, many of the civil service, IAS, IPSs are serving that state only. This is where the integration of the country is getting strengthened and you are the greatest ambassadors in that. The step of Sardar Patel ji has enabled Bharat in its journey from colonial India to march towards a Viksit and Atmanirbhar Bharat.
Mentioning several initiatives of the government, Mr. Radhakrishnan said, be it infrastructure, health or education, India now holds a place of pride on the global stage. In his address, Union Minister of State for Personnel and Public Grievances, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, there has been a paradigm shift in governance. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have extended their greetings to all civil servants on National Civil Service Day. Campaigning for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal will end this evening. Single phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal is scheduled for the 23rd of April. The second phase of polling in West Bengal will be conducted on the 29th of April, with the counting of votes for all polling states and union territories to take place on the 4th of May. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, who is on a three-day visit to Germany, has reached Berlin this afternoon. In a social media post, Mr. Singh shared that he was flown in a special German Air Force aircraft and escorted by fighter jets during his flight from Munich to Berlin and accorded military honours on his arrival in Berlin. During the visit, he will hold bilateral talks with his German counterpart, Boris Pistorius, and other senior leaders to further strengthen the strategic defense partnership between the two countries. A defense industrial cooperation roadmap and implementing arrangement for cooperation in UN peacekeeping operations training are likely to be signed in the presence of both defense ministers. Iranian state television issued on an on-screen alert today said that no delegation from Tehran has visited Islamabad in Pakistan so far, as speculation about possible talks with the United States grows. The on-screen alert likely reflects the internal debate ongoing within Iran's theocracy as it weighs how to respond to the U.S. Navy's seizure of an Iranian container ship over the weekend. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is expected to lead an American team to the talks. Iran has offered no word on who could lead its delegation. Last time, Parliamentary Speaker Mohammad Baghir Kalibaf led the Iranian side. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Delhi Capitals in Hyderabad at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Mumbai Indians defeated Gujarat Titans by 99 runs in a league stage match in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.